DJ Chris Sai, and you are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Paper Hats, also by Robbie Shaver, off his album Ruby. Enjoy.
Let's play in a house that we made of wood. Leave the windows open to the storm, and the smell of the rain will drift right in, and we'll dance all night until the morning. We'll dance all night until the morn. But we really won't dance, we don't like to dance, and neither of us really knows how. So we'll sit singing songs till they don't make sense, and send our voices to the cloud line. We'll send our voices to the clouds. La 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 la. La 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 la. Let's float on a boat made of paper hats, even though we've only one oar. And we'll get so dizzy making circles in the lake, and wave hellos unto the shoreline. We'll wave at the people on the shore. La 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 la. La 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 la. Let's sit on a hill watching fire. Promise not to put them in a jar. Then we'll call them by names that they recognize: Hank, Carmelita, and Starlight. Hank, Carmelita, and Star. Let's promise that we'll always remember this, even when we're really, really old.
Stranger with your hair, tried to make her give it back, so I could send it off to you, maybe Federal Express, 'cause I know you miss it. I saw another with your eyes, the flash just turned my head. I went to try them on four sides, but they looked the other way, and they wouldn't listen. But you're never hard to find in a crowd. The people around you smiling out loud. Their feet don't touch the ground. Feet don't touch the ground. No, their feet don't. touch the ground. I heard a stranger with your voice. It took me by surprise. Again, I found it wasn't you, just an angel in disguise, in for a visit. By the way, how is my heart? I haven't seen it since you left. I'm almost sure it followed you. Could you sometimes send it back? I'll buy the ticket. But you're never hard to find in a crowd. The people around you smiling out loud. Their feet don't touch the ground. No, their feet don't touch the ground. No, their feet don't touch the ground. I saw a stranger with your hair. I saw another with your eyes. I heard an angel with your voice. By the way, how is my heart? By the way, how is my heart?
That was Love Is Our I Saw a Stranger With Your Hair from John Gorka off his album Land of the Bottom Line. Before Beginning. And this is Love Is Our Cross to Bear by John Gorka off his album Land of the Bottom Line. Enjoy.
I didn't know where to look for you last night. I didn't know where to find didn't know how I could touch that light that's always gathering behind you. Didn't know that I would find a way to find you in the morning. As it takes you without warning, I wanna be a longtime friend to you. Wanna be a long time known, not one of your memories used to be. Summer's fading song. It's from me, it's to you. For your eyes, it's a way. A wonder that is wise. I am here. You love is our cross to bear. I know I'll think of us upon that hill with the golden moon around. Still. again. And I throw my arms around you. You can count the gray hairs in my head. I'll still be thankful that I found you. It's from me, it's to you, for your eyes. It's a way, a wonder that is wise. I am here, you are there. Love is our cross to bear.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Takes almost everything. Me and time will take my time. I look around for things to bring to ease the way down the uphill climbs. On the bright side of doubt, this side of the ground, it's a long way around and around. They say that time is slowed by speed, but really that's not the way it seems. Maybe the key is thoughtful words and deeds. Open up the voices of your dreams. On the bright side of doubt, this side of the ground, it's a long way around and around. There are a few things we can pass along. Maybe that will be enough. Half the distance to the beautiful, with some of the many ways to love. On the bright side of down, this side of the ground, it's a long way around and around. Bright side of down, this side of the ground, long way around and around. I've got to live a long, long time, for eyes that light up everything. everything they see. Can't check out early like those friends of mine. The faster you go, the less you need. The bright side of down, this side of the ground. It's a long way around and around. The bright side of down, this side of the ground. It's a long way around.
That was Bright Side of Down by John Gorka off this album with the same title. And before that was Love Is Our Cross to Bear, also by John Gorka, off his album Land of the Bottom Line. So, coming up next is a song that's a little closer to my heart. It's called City Hall by Vienna Tang, also off her album Dreaming Through the Noise in 2006. So, she actually played this immediately after Gorka played I'm From New Jersey, and I do remember her comment was along the following line. If Gorka's piece was about New Jersey, this is about San Francisco. And I do believe she wrote this in 2005. It talks about, you know, getting married as a gay couple in City Hall, which is, you know, something that briefly took place in San Francisco in early 2005 because of laws that happened. Apparently she wanted to write a song about the subject for a while, but, you know, she couldn't quite figure out how to do it. So it's a really beautiful piece, and I actually, you know, first heard it when I was still, you know, baby queer, trying to figure out my sexuality. And hearing it again, this is a recurring theme. I mean, I heard this back in 2005 was early, but, you know, I heard it, I believe, in middle high school, and have this, you know, come back now to hear it so far down the line was just another experience altogether. I think I'm going to play for you the live version here that I have prepped. So let's see if I can get this working. Here we go. This is City Hall by Vienna Tang.
And if anybody wanted to come and make a big party out of it, they were welcome to. And Dan and I were all very upset that we were not there because I was touring with some string players at the time. They're like, we could have just set up camp and played, you know, Taco Bell's Canon just all day. All about the Four Seasons, you know, just anything you could possibly need. So I came back home and decided to try to write a song kind of after the fact. And I was also drawing from this novel I read recently by a wonderful writer named Jeanette Winterson. It was a novel called Written on the Body, and the entire book featured a narrator without name or gender. And I thought that was fascinating, and so I tried to write a song without gender in it, which turns out is remarkably hard in the English language. But in a nod also to Peter's generation of legendary folk festivals, the second verse has a nod to a misunderstood Jimi Hendrix lyric. It's called City Hall. Miles, and we're gonna make it all the way.
chasing, there is no way to contain it. Man, it comes when it comes to set you off. Accept the shame, it's on a shaky basis. Admit that you were mistaken about it after all. But all the ache, the fantasy forsaken, the alien and adjacent, you would give anything to take off. This is the claim that you'll keep on making. This is the point of the break, and here it comes, here it comes to set you off.
Close to Home, also by Vienna Teng, off her newest album, Aims. And before that was a live recording of City Hall from Vienna Teng, and that was at the July 2015 concert that I was at in Ann Arbor at the Arc. Alright, so we have something else coming up for you, so we're back, so we went all the way back around and we're back at Peter Yarrow. And I do happen to have one more recording of, you know, a story that he told before, before another piece he played. And this is one that you cannot have. I mean, it's, if you're going to go hear Peter Yarrow sing, you can count on him singing this one. It's Blowing in the Wind. I'm not sure I can do anything else to preface this, really. So this is the live story behind the story that he told at the concert with Blown in the Wind. And then we'll go into Blown in the Wind, and in particular their recording off The Very Best of Peter, Paul and Mary, and then we'll probably have a few more for you, and that'll round out the night. Yeah, it's getting a bit late over here. It's 2:29 a.m. right now. Without further ado, here we go.
I was just thinking of something I wanted to alert you to that you may not know about. That really a significant event is taking place. With this shooting in Charleston, the Emmanuel Church. Peter Mulvey, who was on tour at that point with, I forget who, but he's one of this group of young people who's writing and advocating. He needed to write something. He wrote a song, and this is the way it goes. All the flags in Charleston are half staffed today. It's not half mast. Half staff is on land, half mast is on sea. All the flags in Charleston are half staffed today, except for one. All the flags in Charleston is a half mast today. You know the one. Take down your flag to half staff. Take down your flag to half staff. And the end he says, take down your flag to half staff. And then take it down for good. So what happened was that, except for the state, the flag over the state capitol, which was Confederate flag, and that actually, we all learned about the history, that that flag was raised at the dawn of the civil rights movement as a gesture of defiance. And it unequivocally represents that. And those who said, well, you're taking away my history, you know, if you look at the history, that is the part of the history that it represents. And then, of course, not long after it got taken down, but in the meantime, they invited people, because he put it on the web, and he had written another couple of verses, to write another second verse. At the last count, 185 singer-songwriters wrote a verse, some of them about the different people in Emmanuel who were killed. And extraordinary. And this is now a wellspring of this kind of willingness of this legacy as it carries on to go forward and address an issue of this sort. And it's extraordinary. It's never happened in my life to see something with this extraordinary outpouring where people did more than just say, okay, I'll come to the march or whatever. They had to sit down and write something and post it. And of course, the internet makes that all possible. So, and now he emailed with him and he gave the name to somebody from Black Lives Matter, because they do want the voices of those people who organized a long time ago to join them. Well, this year I went to the 50th anniversary of the Selma Montgomery March, and I was Harry Belafonte, who had organized the performers in 1965, was the one who organized this. And it was on the day after the president was there, and there were about 3.5 hours of performers, and the people who were in Selma crossed back over the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and when they arrived back, there was a concert there that had been organized. And it was, they were mostly, almost all of them about university Black entertainers, and I was the only one who had been there at the original march. And I must say I was dismayed, because the entertainers, the singers, would get up and they'd do their thing. And then they'd say, Black Lives Matter, or something like that, but it just, and the interstitial talking was not really recognizing the gravitas, the great legacy that was being acknowledged, and the extraordinary, this 1965 took place a year after Goodman, Cheney, and Schwerner had been killed in that Mississippi summer where the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party challenged the regular Democratic Party. And people married son at the gravesite of Andrew Goodman. And so I thought, oh my God, I've got to deal with this in some sense. I've been asked to sing Blowing in the Wind, and I was given as partners to sing this, the singers in a group called Arrested Development. Now, I knew that they were very, very popular, and I met them, and they were the sweethearts, but they were dressed like loonies. So I went to rehearse with them backstage, and I told them, I said, look, when we came down here, we went to St. Jude, and it was like a war zone. And there was Harry, there was Nina Simone, and there was Tony Perkins, and what's his name, the conductor?
Leonard
Bernstein, the same person who knew Joe Harris. there was black comedian who wrote the book Nigger.
Dick
Edwards. Dick Edwards. He's insulted in the world. And Shelley Winters, and we were all together in a hotel room, and two cops came in. And remember, we had it in our minds that, you know, stuff was going on. There was no record, no charges. Do you realize it was only recently that the person who killed, or the main perpetrator of the death of Goodman Cheney and Schroeder went to trial. Only recently, after all these years, nothing there, the lynchings, nothing ever happened. And there we were in a room, and in come these cops, you know, and we were waiting to perform and to discuss how it was going to go. And Mary's mother, Virginia Quaney, who was a journalist, was raised in the South, and she stepped in, and she said to the policeman, you know, invoking the prerogative of gentility of the feminine sort, she said, "Well, you gentlemen, no, we were just having a little discussion here, and you were about to leave, weren't you?" And she did it in a, you know, in Southern accent. They turned around and left. That evening, we got there to St. Jude, and there were about, oh, I'd say 10, 20,000, the poorest people I'd ever seen. It was raining, and it was muddy, beyond muddy, and the sound system had been sent to New Orleans. And, you know, we always thought, oh, well, that's what happens, you know? So we had to wire up these little metal speakers from the Jeeps, from the National Guard that was there. And they had to create a stage from a local undertaker with caskets and with boards on top of it. And that was our stage, and there was only one microphone. And when Nina Simone sang Mississippi Goddamn, and when these things happened, it was extraordinary. And you know, of course, Bloody Sunday, and, you know, there's a lot of history there. Well, I was telling all this to Arrested Development. and they became absolutely so focused and so heartfelt, and we ran down the song, and they all had beautiful voices. And we got out on stage, and I realized my job was to tell the people a bit of that history so that it wouldn't, the story needed to be told, what this meant. And I went into, I explained what I just explained, and some more. And then we sang Blowing in the Wind, and then that entire group sang Blowing in the Wind with such determination that it was a bit of a miracle, and it was so powerful. And from that point on that stage, with that kind of covenant that had been established, there was that sense of history. So we need to tell these stories, we need to carry it on, and we need that for the folks who have not been there to be informed by those who were there with the Goodman Cheneys and Schroeders. And with that in mind, I want to sing Blowing in the Wind with you, but I want to go from one line to, you know, this is, this is the song Peter Boone there is there, and also in 63. And I'll sing the first line, and then John the second, and then is that a comment on my age? And then we'll keep going, okay? And I'll.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? Answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
It all started in January of 1970. Darling, 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
As Peter Yarrow said, these are stories which need to be told, and that's really why I decided to put a bunch of these recordings on air for you, even if they contain my awful laugh. That's a story for sure, and this is, I mean, these are, you know, stories which you're not going to hear nowadays unless you really do talk to people from back then. This is history that is not as well preserved as we'd really like it to be. And I think, you know, what I really took out of that concert, which is still by far likely the most amazing musical experience I've ever had was, I mean, just the stories behind their songs. I mean, not just Peter Yarrow, but, you know, Vienna Tang and Robbie Schaefer and John Gorka, they were all telling these stories behind their songs, and it was all, you know, just very fascinating to see, you know, the art, I mean, the process of art at hand. And not only that, for Yarrow in particular, the history behind all of it. So, yeah, I guess there we are. There's two rounds, and we've got 13 minutes left in the night. So to round out, I wanted to play a few other songs from Peter, Paul, and Mary's heyday. And yeah, so without further ado, we're just going to keep powering forward. I will play Puff the Magic Dragon on air. I can't end the show without that. So, that's not gonna happen immediately. It's gonna come up somewhere in the next few songs. For now, this is one that I've really liked a lot over the years. This is called "I Need Me to Be for Me." Enjoy.
Hey Jess, I heard you talking on the telephone, and I wish that you could say it to my face. But I've only reached another time and space. I guess we've been avoiding total honesty, but we can't leave confrontation on the shelf. What is love?
each other.
They say that the tree of loving will shine on me again. They say it grows on the bank of the river of suffering. Shine on me again. Yeah.
Weep me the sunshine out of the falling rain. Weep me the hope of a new tomorrow. Fill my cup again. Weep me the sunshine out of the falling rain. Weep me the hope of a new tomorrow. Fill my cup again.
Only I could heal your sorrow.
Shine on me again.
I'd help you to find a new tomorrow.
Shine on me.
Shine on me again.
Proud and the mighty, all that stumbled.
Shine on me again.
Weep me the sunshine out of the falling rain. Weep me the hope of a new tomorrow. Fill my cup again.
Only you can climb that mountain.
Shine on me again.
Hello again. Yeah, so I guess our night is coming to an end once again. It is now 2:55 a.m. in Medford, Massachusetts. Let's see. I haven't done this in a while. What's the weather forecast for the next few days? It is currently 11 Celsius, 52 Fahrenheit in Somerville, Massachusetts. Well, I live in Somerville now. I can do a weather forecast for Somerville instead of Medford. Anyway, it's going to be mostly... it's mostly clear with some clouds in the next few days. It's going to be a bit warm over the next few days with highs of 23 Celsius, 73 Fahrenheit, and dropping down to a very balmy low of right about 40, less than 45 Fahrenheit, right about 42 Fahrenheit on Monday. So it looks like we're really getting into fall now, and the peak of New England fall foliage, or in particular Boston's fall foliage, is going to be happening over the next 2 weeks. So we're going to be seeing some very, very pretty weather over here. But, I mean, and some very pretty scenery with it. It's always so pretty at Tufts in the fall, and yeah. You should come and check the roof out, and you always get a very pretty view of the tree line in Boston from there. And every year people snap really good photos of it, and it's just really pretty. Without further ado, I guess this is the end of our show. We got one more for you tonight. That was Weave Me the Sunshine and I Need Me to Be For Me from Reunion and the Best of Peter, Paul, and Mary. This is Puff the Magic Dragon, off their album The Very Best of Peter, Paul, and Mary. This is DJ Chris Sy, and you're listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy.
magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane without his lifelong.